Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hello, welcome to today's pre-show. For today's show, excuse me. God, that was rude. I'm sorry. I'm still in Florida. I'm leaving for California in the morning. Well, as you hear this, I'll be flying. As I've often said to you guys, as you hear this, I am already flying to or from FLA. Another Thanksgiving trip to Florida. And I'll be back in town. Well, I'll have a live show for you, a new show for you on Tuesday. But this show that we're going to do today is, I forgot all about this show. It's pretty funny. And I remember doing this. This show you're going to hear today is the show that I did last year when I got back from last year's Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving trip. Last year's Thanksgiving trip was, you know, Ryan, Jackie's son, has a girlfriend, has a young lady he's been with for years and years and years. These kids have been together since high school. Her name's Stassi. She's a great gal. Ryan's a great guy. And they spend Thanksgiving with Stassi's family. She has a huge family. Her mother and father are pharmacists. They've got a beautiful home over in Plantation. And they have a big, big family, and they love to have their Thanksgiving gatherings, and they host it, and we went to it last year. I guess Jackie's been going to it for years. We went to it last year, and we went to it this year. Last year was my first time, and it was pretty overwhelming, and I was laughing because, you know, excuse me, I said to Ryan, I noticed this is a very matriarchal family, and it is very matriarchal. The women run the show, man. Even though it's Thanksgiving, which I guess you figure, well, they're cooking. Well, no, I mean, you know, not necessarily. Men can run a house with the women in the kitchen, but this family is matriarchal. The women run the show, and the men. And I was laughing about it. And I told Ryan, he agreed with me. I said, I noticed that the men are all kind of walking along. They're kind of hugging the walls. They're staying to the shadows, holding drinks and staying to the shadows of the party. So we got a big laugh out of that last year because it was my first time, and I was super fucking hungover going into this party. Well, this year was a little bit better because I wasn't super hungover. I was, you know, feeling good, and we went into this thing, man. Had a good time, lots of good cheer and lots of good conversation. But I got to meet some of the principals of Stassi's family. A lot of these, the people that I hadn't really spent a lot of time talking to last year. And they're a really colorful bunch of people, really colorful bunch of people, man. They've been in South Florida for years and years and years. Stassi's prospective father-in-law, no, Stassi's father, excuse me, her father, is a guy named Justin, a great guy, a pharmacist, and completely the opposite of his wife's family. So it's him, his mom, and then his wife and her enormous, like, 30-person family and all the friends. So we hung there and then took off. And one of the things that I did this year is I booked a stay at a Fort Lauderdale hotel because, you know, it's one thing to hang in the suburbs, especially the suburbs of South Florida. It's another thing entirely to go out to the beach and have a blast. Last night we went to a place called the Casablanca Cafe on Fort Lauderdale Beach. What a blast we had. And a shout out to John and Beth in the piano bar. John's a big fan of our show. John, love you, man. Thank you very much. They were fun to listen to. They were singing all the hits, you know, and that. And Jackie was, she was having a blast, man. She was singing, she was dancing. And I hadn't seen her cut loose like that. I said, you know, we got to get the hell out of the burbs, man. At least a couple times a week. You know, because you just, the suburbs are for people that have families. It's for people with kids. The suburbs are no place to live if you're a couple of adults, you know, and you still want to get a couple of laughs out of life. The burbs are tranquil, and there's nice little coffee shops, and I suppose there's a beer bar here and there, and I suppose, you know, but it's boring, man. It is boring. That's why when I lived in South Florida, two times in the late 70s when I worked for WSHE, and in the 90s when I worked for WIOD. Both times I lived at the beach. Both times I didn't live more than a few blocks from the ocean and everything that that means. And I lived, when I lived off of Las Olas, the Elbow Room is still there, man. The Elbow Room at the corner of Las Olas and A1A is still there. And I swear to God, I think it was there in 78. I saw it, still the same old messed up kind of signage. That corner is still popping. Las Olas and A1A. You know, so anyway, stick around for today's show. Love you. Can't live without you. Thanks so much for being who you are and what you are. Who I am and what I am, we're still trying to determine. By the way, check me out on Instagram. I posted something from the hotel and a commentary on what an ocean is and what water is. Thank you.
Thank you.